Hi, Remy. It's Shelby J.
Shelby J, look at you on the phone with me and Jack.
You know what I'm saying?
Right on. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
Of course. There's a reason you're on the air with me. Paisley Park presenting Celebration 2018. And I just can't wrap my head around it. It's already been 2 years since the untimely passing of Prince.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. It's, you know, sometimes I still want to, you know, pick up a phone and call him, you know.
Right.
And, yeah, I hear him in my head all the time, you know, still guiding me. And he's in all of us, you know, the people that are going to be on that stage at Paisley and at the Target Center.
Mm.
You know, he's poured so much into us that, you know, when you see us, you see him too. And, so, yeah, but I miss him.
Of course, we all do. Let me give a little background on you. Singer, songwriter, Prince protege. You played in New Power Generation for 10 years with Prince. I mean, that is just mind-blowing to me.
I did. I would joke with him. I'd say, like, yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, Shelby sings with Prince. I'm like, yeah, he's my backup guitarist.
And he
yeah, I told him, I said, if you keep calling, I'm going to keep showing up. And, you know, it was such a blessing. He changed my whole life. And everything from the day I met him got better. And not just in, you know, my personal life, but just with teaching me so much about music, what I already knew because I've been working a long time. Because he's like, where you been? You know, I was like, I've been working. You know, Angelo, be it Mary J. Blige, be it Groove Theory, you know, I earn my stripes.
Yeah, you've been around. Larry Graham, David Byrne, the legendary Roots crew. I mean, you've definitely put in your hours and paid your dues.
Oh, yeah. And so by the time I got with him, I was ready to go. And but he just took it up. Everybody that's with him, he takes it up to another level. Wherever you are, he takes you higher. And it surprised me. You know, he brings something out of you that you don't even know is in you. So my writing got better. My arranging got better.
Wow.
The things that I hear vocally got better. So I'm forever grateful for him for so many things.
Well, you've been around the block on your own, around the globe with your own band, Black Gypsy. I mean, you've been on how many, several Prince albums over the years?
Oh, yeah, several Prince albums. And the cool thing was the very first Prince album I was on was Planet Earth. And he let me vocally arrange those background vocals. He just left me.
Really?
In the yeah, we were in Vegas, and we were out there doing 3121, and he left me and said, well, sing what you hear. And I was like, is he really giving me...
Yeah, that blows my mind, Prince being such a control fanatic and giving you the floor to do what you will.
Yeah, because he said, you know what you hear, and you know what'll fit. And so when you hear the stuff for Future Baby Mama and Miss Goodnight and all that, my friends, when they heard it, they were like, is that Shelby? They instantly knew because of the way that I stacked the backgrounds and stuff like that and the tones that I used and the things that I picked and everything. So he trusted me with that. And so I was like, wow, I can't believe he let me do that. He left me alone to do Chelsea Rogers. He was like, sing it. He gave me the lyrics.
Wow.
And I sang. But yeah, he said, just do what you hear, what you feel. I want you. I want to hear you. Then I can come back again. I can tweak it, but I want you to just be free and just whatever you hear, trust that. And he taught me that, like, trust what you hear in your head and let that come out of your mouth, Shelby. And that's what I did. So, and I do that with my music now, the everything that's on my album 10 and the stuff that I'm writing now. He taught me to embrace my authenticity, you know?
And that came out a year ago, right? This April.
Yeah. And I'm so excited because a lot of people are just now getting on, you know, finding out about it and then discovering it. And I'm cool with that because Prince say good music don't have no expiration date. He's like, it's not milk, Shelby.
This is what blows my mind. Your first major gig on stage with Prince was at the Super Bowl halftime show in 07.
Right. I was like, well, a lot of people didn't even know I was with Prince then because I had been singing with Anthony Hamilton during the summer and up until like October. And I had a couple of weeks off and I took, you know, a gig with Larry Graham. And that's when I met Prince. And next thing you know, he asked me to be in his band after the New Year's Eve gig at 3121. And as he's leaving the dressing room that night, he turns back and he's like, we start rehearsing for the Super Bowl next week. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm going to do that. So, yeah, so a lot of my friends, they're like, is that Shelby on the stage? And he put me front and center. And I had picked out an outfit. A lot of people don't notice. And it was like, it was black and purple. And I'm trying to, you know, play on what he goes, nope, I want you in all white. He goes, I want everybody to see you.
Whoa.
I want all white. And I'm like, What a selfless thing.
It really is. I mean, and that just goes to show you what a mind of a genius that Prince had. And it wasn't all about him. It was like, let me let you shine because you're great at what you do.
Yeah, he could have had me singing under a monitor, you know?
Right.
I mean, they were tuning in to see Prince, but he took that opportunity to share his light and to share that stage with me like that. And we, you know, we're up there doing Proud Mary together. And, you know, it was just, you know, when I look at it, I'm like, man, thank you so much for that. You know, that was it for me. That's the number one gig of my entire existence.
And that's considered the greatest halftime show ever.
That's right. We did that. He did it. I was like, we did that. We came off the stage and he thanked us. Can you believe that? Like, thanked us for having his back.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of Super Bowl, Super Bowl Live this past February, Nicollet Mall, you were part of that, right?
No, I wasn't in town.
Oh, you
for
weren't
that.
In town for that. Oh,
I feel like I was there.
Yeah,
all of my friends and they were like hitting me on, you know, Facebook and FaceTiming me from rehearsals and Twins and everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I was there in spirit, but I definitely was supporting everything happening there.
Yeah,
you know,
Sheila E., Morris Day and the Time, I mean, The Revolution.
Oh, yeah, they killed. It was great. And they did it in like sub-degree.
Yeah, that's the amazing part about it. I mean, I don't know how, you know, I play guitar. You can't play guitar in that temperature, you know?
It's that, what, you know, they pulled it off.
Yeah, they did.
I looked at the video, I was like, look at them up there, and it's like negative 15 or something, and they're dancing and singing. But, you know, that's what you do. You know, it was with Prince. It's like, you know, when you're celebrating him and playing his music and even music that he wrote for you, and you've ever been touched by him, it's like when you start playing that music, it warms you so much from the inside.
Right, right.
Cold it is outside.
Now, I found out the last time you played with Prince was at the Dakota Jazz Club, which is a couple blocks away from where I'm at right now, downtown Minneapolis. He said, next time I see you, I want to see you playing here, right?
Yeah, he told me that. He was always pushing. You know, and in a way, not like get out of my band,
sure.
But in a way, like, Shelby, there's more for you than just being in my band.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your own band. You need to make your own records. I would write stuff. He'd hear it. He was like, man, you got to put this out. People need to hear your messages and your voice. And he was always pushing. And he knew that I would always be in his band. Like, I told him, I said, I wouldn't leave. Like, I'd stay right there unless you literally like pushing a baby bird out the nest. To make them fly.
Right, right.
Because, like, to make them fly and believe in their visions and their songs and their dreams. And he did that in such a beautiful way, but he was always there, still guiding, always there to help me. He listened to about 80% of my album, 10, that's out now. So he was like, favorite song was Run, because he's like, Shelby, I love hearing your voice with just your voice and guitar. I don't need a lot of mess around your voice. I like to hear that. And he said, people will feel that, because he's like, if it comes from the heart, it's going to touch the heart. And that's how I sing and that's how I write. And I'm just so glad that he really helped me embrace that, you know?